aliens and ancient structures. There is so much going on lately, and it has to do with UFOs, aliens and such. This piques my interest, so I may be getting into this a little more than usual in the coming weeks. There has always been a tie-in to aliens and archaeology because many ancient structures baffle experts, and some believe they were not built by humans. Recently this subject has been brought up again, and I have to admit sites like Puma Punku in Tiwanaku, La Paz, Bolivia are truly baffling. The reason for this is the blocks fit together like some type of advanced Lego, and each block is precisely cut out as if they were made on an assembly line, and yet there are no tool marks on the cutout on the blocks. It seems the cutouts were made with a laser, or something like that. When it comes to the age of the place, there is a lot of disagreement. Some date it at around 500 AD while others think it is thousands of years older, and it was around at the time of the Great Flood, and that is why the blocks are scattered all around. This is truly a mystery. The cutouts on the blocks are so precise and so sharp you can still cut a finger on one if you are not careful. I have talked about the pyramids at Gaza many times before. These structures have fascinated the human race for thousands of years. The Egyptians are fanatical in stating ancient Egyptians built them. There are some who doubt this, and I am one. The measurements are so precise we might not be able to equal them today. If one goes inside the Great Pyramid and measures the ceiling along the passageway, it is perfectly set at a 90-degree angle with the walls, and doesn't deviate throughout the structure. On the outside there is only about 1/2 inch difference between one end of the base of the pyramid and the other. Then there is the matter of how the blocks weighing tons were carried to the top and the watermarks on the structure. When the last flood on the Gaza Plain happened about 10,000 BC, which means the pyramids would have to be at least over 12,000 years old and probably more. Who knows how long they might have been standing before the flood. The Bosnian pyramid was dated as being at least 20,000 years old by dating plant matter between the stones. There is also reason to doubt the Egyptian claim, because of the fact a hollow space was found under a paw on the Sphinx, but the government refuses to let anyone explore it. The rumor is there could be a library under there which might give us a reliable date for the construction. There are just too many impossible constructions which have taken place in the past which cause us to doubt some structures were built by humans who had no heavy construction machines and, in some cases, only copper tools if that. There is a theory which states some ancient construction was built upon old construction which was impossible for humans to create. I have to ask the question. Were Roman construction methods better than some we have today, or did they have out-of-this-world help or advice? Why is it the largest dome which is made of unreinforced solid concrete and is 2,000 years old, and which still exists today atop the Roman Pantheon? How come no one could do it better all these years? Personally, I think in this case the Romans discovered a method to build this we wouldn't use. They had put cups into the cement to make spaces which made it lighter. There are other structures, however, that just make one wonder. Could there have been a source of alien knowledge which somehow made it around the ancient world? If there wasn't, how do we explain the fact many ancient races were able to move stones weighing many tons? Was this knowledge rediscovered by Edward Leeds Callinan, who built the Coral Castle in Florida and then moved it single-handed? There are those who say he either did have access to some ancient alien knowledge or was an alien himself. How could a race which didn't even have access to metal build a complex as huge and complicated as Teotihuacan with pyramids so precise they defy the technology of the day, and rival that of ours? Mysterious substances have also been found at the site and have yet to be explained. One has to wonder where all the mercury came from which has been discovered in ancient structures. The Chinese pyramids used it to simulate rivers and maybe the Milky Way. Mercury was found at Teotihuacan and in other places. What happened to the residents of Teotihuacan? Science thinks they left because of lack of water, but some others think they were transported by aliens to another planet and may not be the only race this has happened to. I don't know if I should go into this, but I guess I will. There are those who have an even more bizarre explanation for some of those advanced ancient structures. I don't agree with it, but I will mention it because it is interesting. They claim sites like Pumapunku were built in the future and brought here in a time warp. Yes, I know, this sounds even stranger than the theory of aliens building the place. There is a similar belief by others who believe in time travel, and they claim future people traveled into our past and built Pumapunku. I don't give much credibility to either of these theories, but I always try and keep an open mind. There is no doubt it is hard to explain how primitive people could have built some of the things they did. It is amazing how buildings which are thousands of years old were built in such a way they reflected the change in seasons by funneling the sun's light through certain passages at certain times of the year. This demonstrated some unprecedented mathematical abilities by the builders. At the very least, it seems advanced math was available far before we suspect, and one might say this was demonstrated by some of the astronomical abilities of the ancients.